Yeah, I thought you know, both teams were more. It's like that proverbial boxing match where you're feeling each other out. I thought there was a lot of activity, like back and forth, without much action on the net. You know, both teams are working hard, but there wasn't anything really going on in the game. Especially, yeah, first 4 or 5 minutes went pretty quick, but no real good scoring opportunities. Just like I said, not a lot going on. Teams were working hard, but the checking was fairly tight, and not a lot of room to do anything there.
There were a lot of icings in that game. Bowling Green iced the puck a lot in that game.
Well, they did. I think they played a different game on Saturday, more close to the vest, where they were going to underhandle the puck. They only addressed 5 defensemen on Saturday, so I think their goal was to wrap the puck, flip the puck, and consequently they got a lot of icings off of that. So yeah, tough game to play sometimes too, because you're trying to put pressure on them, and it's like that quarterback only taking that 2 or 3 step drop back. You can't get any pressure on them, and I thought they did a lot of that in the game. We just couldn't quite get to their defensemen or get in their zone and put a lot of forechecking pressure on, as they were just getting rid of the puck in a hurry.
Well, we score first, though, on the power play. Tyler Hanenin from Joel Esperance and Shane Hanna. This was kind of the payback for what had happened to us against Ferris State when it popped out in front of our own net.
Yeah, it was a bad bounce on their part, you know, just an unfortunate bounce off the wall. And obviously we had an open net, and you, as I always refer, Dirk or Joe, you could have put that one in.
Now, did it actually come off the wall, or did it come off the official that was down there?
Yeah, it was the official, I think. It didn't come off the – I don't think it came off the boards, because down there you never see a bad bounce off the boards, really. So it's just – it's one of those plays where, there's not much room down on the ice. Like, you know, I've been down there even in practice, and, just trying to stay out of the way of what – you know, if there's only even 10 guys on the ice, it's crazy. They're so big now, they're so fast now, and you get 4 officials, there's not a lot of room down on the ice. I give them credit. They do a great job of not being involved in the play. You know, every once in a while you see it, but, credit to them, I mean, because it's tough.
Fired in by Michigan Tech. That one stopped. Lesbrook to the front. Score!
So a good bounce for the Huskies, and Tyler Hanenin buries it, his 4th of the season. Joel Esperance and Shane Hanna get the assist. 7:41, Huskies are up 1-0.
Well, we are, and we got a good start. That's the start you want to get. You know, even though, like you said, the game maybe didn't have the same start or the fast and furious start we had the night before, we got the first goal in the game, and that's always a good thing. And I thought we were ready to have a real good game. Got the goal, and then penalties again.
Yeah, Shane Hanna went off. We had already killed Cliff Watson's penalty for holding. Then Shane Hanna went off after we scored the power play goal. Ben Murphy was in the box for Bowling Green. Shane Hanna goes off for a 5-minute slashing call. And this was really the difference in the game, because they scored 2 goals on it in the first minute 36.
Well, they did. And I saw the call. I watched it again this morning. What happens is there's a scrum around our net. Jamie's trying to freeze the puck, and they're in there poking at it, 3 guys. And you know, our players come in and just, you know, try to make sure that they don't continue to poke at the puck and Jamie. And what happens is they have a guy down on the ice, and one of their players comes in and shoves Shane Hanna over the pile. And Shane goes down, and no call. And, you know, it's after the whistle, and Shane gets up, and he puts the stick between the guy's legs. He doesn't yank on it. He doesn't hack him. He doesn't do anything. And he got a 5-minute major for it. And in my feeling, it's you know, he got a 10-minute misconduct the night before. And I'm not saying that this guy had him targeted, but when you see it, it just doesn't have a good taste to it, or, you know, it's weird. But we have to be careful, and obviously when we have the major, we have to kill the penalties off. And where the night before we might have, you know, got some breaks or puck luck, we didn't get any on their 2 power play goals on Saturday night.
Power play Falcons. Cooper sends it over, cutting across, there's a shot, scores. Oh, what a drive there by Spezia, and Spezia beats Jamie Phillips. Falcons beat him for the first time, and that's early into a major penalty. They score again then on the goal from Polkamp. And there's a shot towards the goal. Save, rebound, they score. Polkamp put the rebound in after Phillips made the initial stop, and the Huskies right now are reeling on this penalty kill. Well, that was early on. They did a pretty good job. I thought we did a really good job after that.
Well, we did, and that was key. I mean, you give up 2 bang-bang like we did. The real important thing is you can't change – those, but you have something to say about the next 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes left in the power play. I mean, you can get, you know, you get as many opportunities as you can on a 5 minute major. And it's too bad because I, like I said, I thought we were ready to have a real good game again. And that 5 minute major really, you know, derailed us. And then you give the goals up and you give their team some energy and a life and a spark. And like I said, we're going to have to be real careful going forward about you know, our penalties and when we're taking them, manage the game, and you know, are we saving a goal, are we protecting a teammate, or the individual selfish penalties. We're going to have to really address that going forward, because like I said, now it's starting to creep in and affecting our team.
Shots in the first period 11-8 in favor of Bowling Green as they scored two goals on that 5 minute major penalty to Shane Hanna. We go into the second period trailing by one, and Malcolm Gould gets the only goal of the period, and it was at the 5:32 mark.
Husky steal it away. Brought up by Patan. Nice pass over for Neville. Neville across the line in front. Here's a shot taken by Gould.
Well, Malcolm Gould loves that side of the ice. He loves the one-timer over there. He got good wood on that shot, but it certainly looked like the goalie misplayed. It looked like Burke had gotten over there in time to play it, and it just slipped through him somehow.
Yeah, it did. And what you'll find with goal scorers, and Malcolm is one of those, is he's got a heavy shot. So even though you're there and you get a piece of it, it has, you know, it's so heavy and has a carry that unless you solidly block it, it's going to go through. And it did. And Malcolm doesn't waste time on it. He just shoots the puck. And that was a huge goal. We had a good period. We outshot him 14-6. I thought really controlled the period. Jake Jackson had a couple of great opportunities using his speed. You know, I know Jake Lucchini had a couple more chances. Excuse me, Durkin. He's fighting it. He doesn't have a goal yet. He's one of those guys that will look out. Once he gets one, they're going to start. It's going to start raining goals for Jake Lucchini. But I thought we had you know, one of our best periods of the weekend. You know, the start of Friday's game was really good. The finish of Friday's game was great. And I thought this second period which we needed. You know, we're down 2-1. We needed to come out and win the period, and we did that and put ourselves in good shape to have a great third period.
Tied 2-2 going into the third at the 4:09 mark. Mark Cooper gets what eventually is the game winner.
And now Dufour coming down with Cooper on a 2-on-1. Pass to the front. Shot save, and he scores. Oh, goaltender Phillips got a lot of that one as he slid across. And the Falcons get a goal, though. And they lead it 3-2.
That was so close to being one of the highlight reel saves of all time.
Well, it was good. And Jamie was there. He got a piece of it. But similar to Malcolm's goal, it just found a way to dribble and get through him. A couple mistakes on that goal. You know, we overskated the puck along the boards in their zone. We had a defenseman stay up, and which was fine. But one of our forwards thought we were going to keep it in, and he left his man. And that guy eventually ends up scoring the goal and gets on the wrong side. And then Chris Liebring was playing the 2-on-1, and he slides, but he doesn't get his body in that passing lane. And, you know, they just make a simple play across the ice. And we talk about that a lot in practice, that we want to give the goalie the shooter. Let him have the shooter. Anytime that puck goes side to side, you get the goalie moving. Now it's more difficult. So we probably could have played that a little bit better, but, you know, spur of the moment, you know, you don't have a lot of time to react and play it. And Chris did everything he could to try and break that up.
That made it 3-2. Bowling Green, Mark Cooper from Dufour and Schilling. And the Huskies needed to tie it
up. To the front, back door, Lesperance. It was stolen away, but taken out by Hannon. Turns around, takes the shot. Rebound, kick right out front.
So they call it a good goal, 3-3 the score. Now, does that – let's, I guess, go through this whole thing again. has to be requested by the coach, right?
Well, let's even go back. Like, okay. You know, I watched a number of times, and, you know, your voiceover is on the video. And I, you know, you say a couple times it's onside. Well, Husky's onside.
The reason I said that is because I thought it was close, and I was looking at the official giving the wave.
But that's a good key right there. Right. Husky's onside, linesman waves it on, so everything's good. So that happened about at the 15-15 mark when we enter the Bowling Green zone. We score at 15:02, so 13 seconds elapses between the time we enter the zone, score the goal. The rule is this is a new rule they put in a couple of years ago, that if a goal is scored and the team is offside, or there's a chance they're offside, the visiting team can ask for a rebound.